Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1948. Can you figure out what this woman earns? By Paula Pan of affordanything.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Happy 4th of July if you're in the US. We're going to jump right into our next post as we optimize your life. Can you figure out what this woman earns? By Paula Pan of affordanything.com. Let's take a look at a typical American worker and figure out how much she earns. Lisa starts prepping for her workday the night before when she irons and lays out her clothes, packs lunch, and cleans her car. She meets with clients throughout the day, so she must present a polished appearance. Lisa's alarm buzzes at 7 a.m. Bleary-eyed, she showers, blow-dries her hair, applies makeup, brews coffee, and dresses up. Her high heels hurt her feet, but they're essential for giving her a groomed appearance. She knows she must not only dress for success, but also drive for success, so her immaculate car is less than 2 years old. She washes it weekly. She drives 30 minutes to her office and is sitting at her desk by 8:30 a.m. The rest of the day is a blur of client meetings, phone calls, and showings. By the time she battles rush hour traffic back home, she's exhausted. The drive home takes 45 minutes, since afternoon rush hour is more treacherous than morning rush hour. She pulls into her driveway at 6:15, kicks off her heels, and clicks on the TV, vegging out for an hour to recover from her day. By 7:30, she's thinking about heading to the gym, but she's hungry and tired. She's too exhausted to cook, but she's been ordering takeout too much lately. She swings by the grocery store to pick up a package of frozen ravioli, which she dumps into a saucepan, heats, and eats in less than 10 minutes. She starts a load of laundry, realizing that half her clothes need to be dropped off at the dry cleaners. There's no more time today. Maybe she'll do that during her lunch break tomorrow. She's a regular at the neighborhood dry cleaners, and Lisa likes to chat about baseball with the new teenager who staffs the register. After checking her email and taking the dog for a late night stroll around the block, Lisa launches her evening routine of laying out tomorrow's clothes and packing lunch. She's asleep by 11 p.m., ready for her alarm to buzz at 7 a.m. How much time does Lisa spend working? To learn how much Lisa makes, we first need to figure out how much time does Lisa work. The simple answer is Lisa works from 8:30 to 5:30. That's 9 hours minus lunch. But I think her workday runs deeper. From the second Lisa's alarm buzzes at 7 a.m., she's doing work-related tasks, getting dressed, wearing makeup, battling rush hour. If we include prep time, the time Lisa gets ready for work plus her commute, we can see that Lisa works from 7 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., plus an extra 30 minutes later in the evening. Lisa has a 12-hour workday. Well, that's a conservative estimate. After Lisa returns home, she's so exhausted that she needs to zone out in front of the television for an hour. I would argue that this is indirectly time spent working, or time that disappears as a result of working. I believe Lisa loses 13 hours a day as a result of her job. But let's stick with the conservative estimate. We'll say Lisa has a 12-hour workday, including prep time. How much does Lisa earn? Lisa earns $50,000 a year for her efforts, with a 3% 401k match and full health coverage. The 3% 401k match comes to $1,500 a year, and her health coverage would cost $250 a month or $3,000 a year if she paid for an equivalent plan out of pocket. So Lisa effectively earns $54,500 annually. This is her gross pay. We still need to subtract her cost of working. Lisa's commute is 30 miles round trip, or 150 miles a week. Lisa enjoys 3 weeks of vacation time, which means each year she commutes 7,350 miles. The IRS estimates that each mile driven costs 55.5 cents, but let's use the conservative estimate that each mile only costs 30 cents. This means Lisa spends $2,205 a year commuting. She also spends $1,000 a year on work-related clothes and another $25 per month, or $300 per year, dry cleaning her suits. This means Lisa's cost of working is $3,505 per year. Just wait until she needs childcare. I'm ignoring important stuff. We'll pretend Lisa never needs someone to walk her dog when she's away on business trips. We'll ignore that the reason she pays for a gym membership is because by the time she gets home, it's too cold and dark outside to jog through the park. We'll forget the fact that Lisa moved to a different city to take this job, which means she needs to fly home every Christmas. We'll disregard the cost of Lisa's look successful in front of clients weekly car wash. We'll ignore the fact that at least once a week, Lisa orders takeout or buys packaged foods. If we ignore all these work-related expenses and we subtract only the cost of commuting and clothes, we see that Lisa earns $50,995 per year before taxes. That's a super generous estimate. What's Lisa's hourly rate? Lisa loses 12 hours a day to her job, including prep time. She works 49 weeks per year with 3 weeks of vacation time. This means Lisa devotes 2,940 hours per year to her job. At $50,995, Lisa is trading her time at an hourly rate of $17 an hour before taxes. Whoa, this is not even close to the amount Lisa thinks she earns. Her bartender friends earn more than that. Is this what her master's degree is for? More importantly, can Lisa justify giving up her dreams, like backpacking through Europe or opening a clothing boutique, for $17 an hour? And what happens when Lisa has a baby? Can she justify paying $12 an hour for childcare? The bottom line, know how much you make. You might not earn as much as you think you do. Then list all the dreams, goals, and values you're sacrificing for the sake of your job. Is it worth it? If your answer is yes, I applaud you. You're in a great place in your life. But if the answer is no, it may be time to make a change. You just listened to the post titled, "Can You Figure Out What This Woman Earns?" by Paula Pant of affordanything.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. What an eye-opening article. I think it's well worth the exercise to truly calculate the cost of working, especially now when many companies want employees to return to the office after 2 years of remote work. I recently read about a woman who was able to pad her emergency fund with $6,000 in just 6 months because work from home saved her money on transportation, takeout lunches, business attire, and happy hour drinks. Pair a break from these costs with the current rate of inflation, and I can see why many workers are now realizing that working isn't just about making money. In many ways, it also costs you money. The good news is that employees seem to have a bit more leverage now, as the Great Resignation is still in full swing. A record 4.5 million people quit their jobs in March of 2022, and the unemployment rate is down 3.6%, which means that more jobs are available than there are workers to fill those jobs. There are also a ton of options for remote work, which is a great remedy for many of the costs of working. So if you determine that your cost of working is not adequately offset by your pay, you potentially have some good options. Many people have been successful at convincing their employers to allow them to continue working from home, or they've agreed to a hybrid model of some days at the office, some at home. As we've proven over the last couple of years, work from home can produce great results. But if that's not a possibility, it might be time to start looking for a job that's less expensive. That's a wrap for another Monday show. Have a great rest of your day and a holiday if you're in the US, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.